people to ask a few questions to find out what was in our DNA that made us buy tickets to the theater. And the really interesting thing was that almost all of us in the room said we had had some kind of college class, like an intro to theater class, some kind of education, so we understood theater a little bit. But the really fascinating thing was that over half of the people in this group had had the same professor at the University of Minnesota. That professor created theater lovers, theater appreciators. Well, in the same way, God created us. God created us to love living, to love life, to love each other. And we reflect that love so that people can see us and know who the designer was when we're living life to the fullest and loving to the nth degree. People see God. And when we add our best creation, just keeps getting better. So wisdom keeps calling us to follow. I want you to think about it, because when this writer wrote to the people of Israel these words, he was helping them see wisdom in all the places they go. So I have images to help you see that she's here guiding our direction, beckoning us to go in the way of life. And she's there encouraging us to use our gifts, to work out of our giftedness, and to do the work that only we can do. And she's there when we're playing, nudging us to choose wisely how we use our time and how we use our money and how we use every minute of our lives. And she's everywhere. We don't have to look for her. She's calling to us everywhere, beckoning us to follow her, to make choices for life, to make choices for love, to delight with her in the endless and amazing creativity of our God. Amen.